Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with David Winnick. David is from Grand Rapids and restores and customizes Airstream trailers. He also has a book out called Airstreams Custom Interiors. How are you doing today, David?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
Doing fantastic. Good to have you in.
Thanks.
So, David, tell me about the first time you ever saw an Airstream trailer. What was it like? What went through your mind?
Well, I think the first time I saw an Airstream, I was a child, and I had never seen anything like that shape before, so I thought it was really unusual, and it certainly stuck in my mind, the shape.
Yeah. It's a very specific shape. You don't see anything else like it. I mean, it's a great piece of Americana, very iconic. And did you feel a certain connection to it?
Well, I've always liked objects, and I guess it just stuck in the library of objects in my mind because I really didn't think about it until about 5 years ago.
Okay. And when did you get into wanting to rebuild them and customize them?
I don't know how it started, but I, for some reason, I woke up one day and I thought, I want to buy an Airstream, an old Airstream. I think they're cool.
Yeah?
Really. I had no prior thoughts about it. And I'm pretty thorough about things that I'm interested in, so I did a lot of reading about the history and all the models, and I try to learn as much about them as I could mm-hmm. with the limited resources at hand.
Sure.
And I decided that I picked a particular model that I wanted. And
Was the model?
It was a Caravelle. It's a small trailer. It's 17 feet long.
Okay, okay. And is that something that you found here in Grand Rapids or found in Michigan? How did you go about finding it?
No, I bought it on eBay.
Okay.
And it was in Morro Bay, several hours north of Los Angeles.
Okay.
And so I took a road trip across the country and picked it up and brought it back here. And I had about a year and decided that since it was mine and I could do anything I wanted to it, I didn't care much for the interior.
Okay. And what was it about the interior that wasn't doing it for you?
Well, it wasn't that anything was in poor condition. It was in really super good condition.
Sure.
And it needed any work. I thought it was ugly, honestly. I didn't find it to be...
Simply personal taste.
Yeah, it sure. is. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's really subjective.
Okay.
And I didn't care for it. And I thought, I have a large studio. I can back it into my shop. And so I brought it in my shop, and I gutted it, and I rebuilt it as I thought it should look. I built it to please myself.
Sure. And how long did it take you to restore the first one? What was that process like for you?
Oh, probably 8 weeks, something like that.
And then from doing it for yourself, for your own personal enjoyment, at what point did you decide, you know, this could be a great business?
Well, I didn't really decide that right away. I was contacted while I was rebuilding that trailer. I was posting photos of that rebuild on a website that I used to have.
Okay.
And an editor of a magazine contacted me and asked me he said he really liked my photography, and he wanted to know if I would cover the international rally, the Airstream International Rally, for the magazine.
Sure.
And he said, bring your trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So I said yes, that I would cover it for them, and I brought the trailer. And while I was there, he introduced me to the CEO and the head of engineering of Airstream, and they had heard of the trailer, and wanted to see it. And I showed them the trailer. We sat down inside. I showed them all the things that I had done, mm-hmm. and they were very enthusiastic about me coming down to the factory and bringing it and showing everybody else.
Sure. And so from there, it kind of led you down a path to decide to do this as a business?
Well, not yet. I pitched an idea to them.
Sure.
And they pitched an idea back. And I eventually signed a contract with them to design their 75th anniversary trailer.
Okay.
And when it came out, I built a prototype in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And shipped it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And when it debuted, it got a lot of attention. And I got a lot of attention as well. And at that point, I started to get a lot of phone calls from people
sure.
asking me if I would build trailers for them.
And did you initially want to build trailers for others?
It didn't occur to me to do that, although I had so much fun building the first one for myself, mm-hmm. and the one for Airstream, I really enjoyed doing it. I mean,
sure.
I was really looking forward to going to work every day and doing it. It gave me great satisfaction.
Now, this 75th anniversary trailer that you did the prototype of, what was unique about it inside and out?
Well, in the inside, it was a departure from what they were currently producing. I spent about 2 months with another trailer that they had sent me, and I disassembled the interior and made mock-ups of I changed the space around. I changed the floor plan. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that their floor plans utilized the space very well.
Sure.
And so I really focused on the amount of floor space that was usable inside the trailer. And so by dissecting one of their trailers and building some mock-ups inside of it, it gave me a really good idea what I wanted to build in the actual shell that they sent me.